Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, 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 sitting in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense USCCA studios with you. How the heck are you today? Favorite part of my day begins right now. The fastest hour in all of radio starts. There you go. That was it. Chanto, down in Dallas. How you doing today?
I do very well.
You got a copy there? You got a copy, Chanto?
Yeah.
Hey, rule number one, right? Signs. Signs are very important. No gun signs. Very important. No guns allowed on the premises, right? You know, we can tell how effective signs are. No food or drink in studio. Hold on one second. Let me get a sip of my coffee here. Hold on.
Well, you know, there was a song called Signs, wasn't there?
Yeah, I remember. Sign, everywhere.
Exactly.
Sign. I can't say. The Tesla version, I can't sing. But, yeah, that was one of my favorite. That was one of my favorite songs back when I was a kid.
Who sung
said,
that?
No, long-haired freaky people need not apply.
Yes,
right?
Who sung that?
Give me a few minutes, I'll remember that. The something, something, something band.
Did right? Foghat or someone like that?
No. It was before Foghat's day. Not too long before, but I'll remember. And if somebody's going to email me, I bet you somebody will email me before I get it out. I've got other things to worry about other than that band. Thanks for throwing that at me.
You're welcome.
But... you know,
you're the one who came up with signs.
Well, that's true. I do that from time to time. You know, I hearken back to when I was broadcasting from a different studio location a number of years ago, the big monster broadcast, if you will. And part of the problem that I had, what wasn't a problem, but I was notified by the program director, the station management. Hey, man, we got a complaint from somebody we think might be a lawyer down in Florida that contacted our corporate attorneys and said they wanted you fired because I'm violating the corporate policy of, you know, guns, you know, on the studio. And they kind of laughed at that and chuckled and said, well, you know, Mark's not an employee of the building and the building is not marked, no guns allowed. And even if it was where he is, it doesn't carry the weight of law. So having said that, it really doesn't make any difference. So I point that out, the standard of signs and how ridiculous signs actually are. I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think signs work?
Yeah, they work for people that follow directions, which half of America, as we can see, as we know,
well, follow,
don't.
When you say follow directions, what do you mean follow directions? Directions given to you by a sign?
Exactly. I mean, think about it. You have a fork in the road. How many people almost come to a stop? No, signs don't carry any weight.
No, they don't carry any weight. And when you do have a state that has signs that carry the weight of law, those signs are just as worthless. And here's why. Because criminals don't pay attention to signs. In order for a sign to be effective, all of us have to follow the rules or the whatever it is that the sign lays down that we do. Wouldn't that be correct?
Yeah.
Are there people who run stop signs? Are there people who
just
do not follow
stop
yield signs?
Sign? They count the cars.
Do people run red lights?
That depends if you have a red light camera or not, but yes, generally.
Those of you in Florida know exactly what I'm talking about. Very dangerous. Florida's notorious for red light running, and I know that from living there for years and years. But the point being, it's wishful thinking yet again. And I read something earlier today that kind of popped in my head, and every time I sit down in the studio, because there's a sign on the studio door, no food or drink. Hold on. There, I'm a sip of my coffee.
You had to turn it upside down so it says no drink or food.
I've never been in any studio that hasn't allowed someone to have a cup of coffee or a donut. I've never been in any studio. I'm not knocking any other. I'm not naming names or anything, but no food or drink in studio. Anyway, Chanto, you know what's happening in Washington right now, right? You know, Gorsuch confirmation hearings have begun.
Yeah, I'll watch a little bit of that.
Did you happen to see Grassley's opening comments?
No, I started watching it and my wife called me into the kitchen.
Let me tell you what Grassley did. And it was wonderful to watch. I've been watching most of it and paying attention to the line of questioning. I'm going to play two parts. I'm going to play a part of Grassley's opening comments. And then I'm going to follow that up with who he turned the mic over to next, which was Dianne Feinstein, who did exactly what Grassley said he was going to do, or they were going to do. She was going to do they, meaning Democrats. Let me set this up for you. Grassley commented at the opening, the onset of the hearing, of the confirmation hearings today, that Gorsuch was going to hear statements from individuals, and he was, of course, slapping the Democrats with this, that they're going to want to get his opinion on cases as a litmus test. They were going to ask him about certain things. Does he believe in this? Roe v. Wade, of course, you know that's going to come up. You know guns are going to come up. And he was to expect that. And Grassley then let him know that, of course, no fair judge. You can't. We understand that you can't answer these questions and consider yourself to be an impartial. You just can't do it. He says, but that won't stop them. It's not going to stop them. They're going to ask you anyway. And then when you can't answer them and you tell them respectfully that you can't answer them, they're then going to ask you about past cases and what you think about those rulings, which, of course, is just another backdoor way of asking you to do the same thing. If they ask you about your thoughts on abortion or your thoughts on any other case for that matter, and you tell them you're not going to give them, then they're going to ask you about Roe v. Wade and what your thoughts are on that. And, of course, Grassley then went on, and I want to play the 2 minutes. I told you that I'm not going to play that part. I just gave you that. But take a listen to what Grassley said. Here's continuing here.
We'll hear that when you rule for one party and against another in a case, it means you must be for the winner and against the loser. Senators will cite some opinions of yours, and then we'll hear that you're for the big guy and against the little guy. You will scratch your head when you hear this because it's as if you judges write the laws instead of us senators. But if Congress passes a bad law as a judge, you're not allowed to just pretend that we pass a good law. The oath you take demands that you follow the law, even if you dislike the result. So if you hear that you're for some business or against some plaintiff, don't worry. We've heard all of that stuff before. It's an old claim from an even older playbook. You and I and the American people know whose responsibility it is to correct a law that produces a result that you dislike. It's the men and women sitting here with me. Good judges understand this. They know it isn't their job to fix the law. In a democracy, that right belongs to the people. It's for this reason that Justice Scalia said this, quote, "If you're going to be a good and faithful judge, you have to resign yourself to the fact that you're not always going to like the conclusion you reach. If you like them all the time, you're probably doing something wrong," end of quote.
What Grassley did there at the outset of these hearings was brilliant. Now, let me tell you why I'm going to spend a little bit of time in this segment and the next segment discussing this. The single most important reason that you, as a responsibly armed, law-abiding American gun owner, care about as far as Trump's election is this. This is it. This is why it all mattered to you as a responsibly armed American. Maybe you're a responsible American who doesn't like Trump wanting to build a wall. I couldn't care less. Well, I could, but that's not the argument for the show. That's not what we're talking about. Maybe you are a responsible American who doesn't like, oh, I don't know, something Trump said in the past. Fine. This is what it comes down to, is the Supreme Court. This is why the Gorsuch hearing is so vital. We can talk about walls and we can talk about other things at another time. But the United States Supreme Court, on the balance, right now, with Gorsuch, is the single most important reason you as an American gun owner care about the Trump victory. This is it. Your Second Amendment rights were literally in the balance. And by that I mean, would more than likely have been wiped out. And I'm going to draw, I can very easily draw that conclusion, and I'm going to prove that to you. And it doesn't have to come from me. It doesn't have to be my pontificating about it. I'm going to show it to you. Because the Democrats that Grassley was talking about, and that's who he was talking about, was the Democrats, his Democrat colleagues. They say it politely. I don't know how they do it, but they do. He was referring to the Democrats. This is what they're going to say to you. This is what they're going to try to do. We've heard it all before. He might as well have just stood up and said, every one of them are intellectually dishonest, and they put agenda and politics above the rule of law. That's what he was saying. When we come back, he turned the microphone over to Dianne Feinstein. I want you to listen to the line of questioning, then we'll kind of dissect it when we come back. Right after this, from the Armed American Radio, USCCA Daily Defense Studios. Fastest hour in radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, I have got to direct you to the USCCA app. USCCA Concealed Carry app. You can listen to this program now in incredible audio live as it's airing. See here. You see? There we go. That is actual audio live today as I talk with you at USCCA Concealed Carry app. Now, only available in the iTunes store. For now, the Google Play is coming. The Android is coming. That's coming soon. Started with iTunes, started with Apple. In order to get the Armed American Radio player to pop up, when you click on Armed American Radio from within the app, double tap the Armed American Radio icon. Now, once the update is completed, you won't have to do that. The little flashing microphone, listen here, tap to listen live, will begin flashing. There was a daylight savings time glitch. The app actually came out, was actually up on the daylight, on the iTunes store or App Store. At the time, pretty much near the exact time, the time change occurred. And that wasn't taken into consideration at the App Store. So that fix has been submitted. In the meantime, I was informed by a listener yesterday, and thank you for the emails, that those of you who were kind enough to dig a little deeper. But if you just double tap the Armed American Radio icon, you can listen to the program live as you travel anywhere in the world right now, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, or Sundays. We're working on that now, too. That's a totally different feed, but for right now, we're concerned with the daytime show. If you miss the live, the podcast version recording shows up in super high-quality audio on the same page, generally within minutes of the close of the broadcast. So 2017, here we are, finally. We have a great way for you to listen to the program. Real simple. It's free. Cool. Go get it. The reciprocity map is on there. Concealed Carry Magazine is on there. Highlighted articles are on there. News is on there. Armed American Radio is on there. You can buy the Self-Defense Shield insurance direct from the app. You can listen to me. You can listen to the podcast. You can hear me live. You can listen to all of the shows. The feedback has been tremendous. Thousands of you have already done so. Please go out and get it. It's free, man. It's what we do. It's concealed carry information. It's education, information, entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. It's all right there. USCCA Concealed Carry app at the iPhone store. Now that is going to that will be coming up on the Google Play Android feature very, very soon. All right, let me go back to Feinstein here, because you see, Grassley was brilliant. He set this up for the American people. That wasn't just for Gorsuch. That was for the viewers. This is what you're going to get from the Dems, a whole boatload of crap. This is what they're going to do to you, Judge. This is what they're going to try to do to you. This is how they're going to try to do it. But don't be fooled. We all seen this playbook before. America knows what these people are up to. Not minutes later, he turned it over to Feinstein, who within 3 to 4 minutes after bloviating went right to your guns. You heard what Grassley said. This is what you're going to hear. This is how they're going to do it. They're going to tell you that you're for this, against that. This is the technique they're going to use. Now take a listen to Dianne Feinstein. Now, those of you who think that gun rights and politics can be separated, go put a dunce cap on and stand in the corner. Here's why it can't be, because of what you're about to hear. Here's Dianne Feinstein. She hates your guns and hates your rights. Well, but she had a California permit, probably still does, the hypocrite. Here you go.
I'd like to go to the Heller case.
Of course you
When we met in my office, we discussed the Heller decision, which you said you were open to discussing since the case had been decided. At that time, you said you thought both the majority opinion written by Justice Scalia and the dissent written by Justice Stevens were brilliant examples of originalism, where both justices sought to explain their reasoning by looking at the original public meaning of the Second Amendment. Which decision did you agree with and why?
All right. This is exactly what Grassley's told you and told Gorsuch was going to happen. They're going to ask you, this is what's called a litmus test, for those of you who don't know. Heller recognized an individual right to keep and bear arms. Feinstein hates that right. What she's trying to do is set the judge up so that later she can come back and say he wouldn't answer the questions, because these people are dirty. This is politics is a dirty game. It's disgusting, quite frankly, and Americans are fed up with it. Hence the results of the election. Flat out fed up with it. And the more the Dems play these kinds of games, the worse they're making it for themselves. But please, let's not let that secret out, right? So there's a litmus test, and Feinstein's big deal is what? Guns, gun rights. Don't think Feinstein would want to ban your guns? Let's continue.
Well, Senator, I think we've alluded to my difficulty here. I do think everything you've just said is accurate. Both Justice Scalia and Justice Stevens wrote excellent opinions in that case. I am not here, though, to grade my boss's work. That would be kind of impertinent of me, I suspect. And certainly, I'm sure they would think so. I also worry that saying I agree with one or the other indicate to clients or to litigants in future cases, because it's now a precedent in the United States Supreme Court. It's binding. It's the law, whether we like it right. or not. It's the law. And if I start saying I like one opinion or I like the other opinion,
all right.
I'm signaling.
I'll let you off the hook.
Oh.
Let me go to another one.
Wow. Thanks a lot for that, Feinstein. You're going to let him off the hook because he's not going to give you the answer that you want to hear, which is, oh, yeah, well, I agreed with the dissent, or, well, I think this. The condescension from these utter hypocrites, this is why Americans hate politics. This is why Congress's rating is lower than the media. For this very reason, Americans see right through this garbage and this nonsense. Sean, what's my time on this? I've got about another minute and a half here, and I want to play this out. Do I have enough time, or should I just kind of bloviate through the break here? What do you think?
Bloviate, because we got about 50 seconds.
About 50 seconds. Okay, so let me go back here. At the outset, you heard Feinstein say, you were in my office and we talked about Heller. You mentioned that you were open to discussing it. What you can't see on the audio is the look on Judge Neil Gorsuch's face. His eyebrows curled and he looked at her quizzically as if, no, that's not what I said. Then she moved on and mentioned his response to the decisions. Now, when we come back from the break, there's one word here that the Democrats hate. They hate it. And that's why they don't like him. That's why Grassley set this up the way he set this up. It was brilliant, just brilliant, because he knew what they were going to do. And again, I suspect he wasn't as much talking to Judge Gorsuch as he was to you, to me, and to all viewers watching this, letting us know these are the games you're going to see played here today. He just did it in a professional, political way, if you want to put it in those terms. But I will show you and prove to you that there is one word that the Democrats hate. When we come back, I'll continue with Dianne Feinstein. I'm sorry I had to take that break there, but I didn't want to cut it off any further. So when we come back, I'll play you the rest of the audio tape, and then we'll dissect that. Then I'm going to educate the crap out of you with two great Into the Fray videos from Kevin Michalowski. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, the app is working. Listen, I'm really proud of this thing. The company's very proud of it. The developers are very proud of it. USCCA Concealed Carry App. In the iTunes, so I might have said concealedcarryapp.com if I did in the previous. That's just default muscle memory, if you will. But it's the iTunes store. If you have an iPhone, an Apple device, USCCA Concealed Carry App in the iPhone's iTunes store, the App Store, it's free. The thing is top-notch. You're going to absolutely love it. And we were testing it during the break. You absolutely can be listening to this program live right now. Simply double-tap the icon when you find Armed American Radio in the app, which is easy to do. When you see the app, just click the little more button, and you'll see a complete menu. Armed American Radio is on there. Tap Armed American Radio. My logo comes up. Just double-tap the logo. That's all you have to do. Double-tap it. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. And you can do the math going backwards, 3 to 4 Central, 2 to 3 Mountain Time, and on and on. Hawaii, wherever you happen to be, your time zone, baby. Just double-tap it. Boom, the player pops up, hit the little triangle, and bam, off you go. You get me. Okay, and that the little microphone, that once the app updates, you're going to see the little microphone flashing. Listen live now at the exact right time, because what's going to happen today when you put the app in, you'll see it an hour later because it's not accommodating daylight savings time. So having said that, it's really cool. Go get it. We've been waiting for it for a long time. The audio quality is studio. So enjoy, really enjoy it. I hope you do. Been a long time coming. USCCA Concealed Carry App. .com. Let me go back to Feinstein here. She's letting Gorsuch off the hook. Oh, thanks, Diane. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So take a listen to the rest of this dribble from Diane Feinstein, who absolutely despises you.
Thank you, Senator.
In D.C. v. Heller, The majority opinion written by Justice Scalia recognized that, and I'm quoting, "Of course the Second Amendment was not unlimited," end quote. Justice Scalia wrote, for example, "Laws restricting access to guns by the mentally ill or laws forbidding gun possession in schools were consistent with the limited nature of the Second Amendment." Justice Scalia also wrote that, quote, "Weapons that are most useful in military service, M16 rifles and the like, may be banned," end quote, without infringing on the Second Amendment. Do you agree with that statement?
All right. Let me stop right there and kind of pull this apart. We don't have time, obviously, to go read you the entire Heller decision. But, of course, Dianne Feinstein cherry-picks certain pieces of the Heller decision without putting it in context. Having said that, an M16 is not available for you for purchase, for the most part, on your gun store shelves, and is highly restricted already. What she's trying to do here is talk about an AR-15, because what do they try to do? They try to control the language, right? We have to take the language back. What's the term they use? Assault rifle. They compare an M16 fully automatic assault rifle, which is what the M16 is. She is alluding to your AR-15, which is nothing more than a semi-automatic 226 or 223 556 look-alike. And this is what she's doing. She's talking about banning. Do you, judge, believe that these guns can be banned? Why do you think she's even asking that question? Because she doesn't want to ban your guns? Again, go put your dunce cap on. It's not us that brings politics into guns. This is what does it. This is what does it. We cannot ignore this. I'll give you the breakdown when we come back. Take a listen to Gorsuch's brilliant response.
That under the Second Amendment, weapons that are most useful in military service, M16 rifles, and the like, may be banned.
And the like. The like is your AR-15. That's what she's referring to.
Senator Heller makes clear the standard that we judges are supposed to apply. The question is whether it's a gun in common use for self-defense.
He is now schooling her on the Heller decision. Because, you see, she left out these portions when she cherry-picked out of context, continuing with his reply.
And that may be subject to reasonable regulation. That's the test, as I understand it. There's lots of ongoing litigation about which weapons qualify under those standards. And I can't prejudge that litigation.
No, I'm just asking you, do you agree with his statement, yes or no?
You see where Feinstein is going here. She's doing exactly what Grassley told the judge they were going to do, they meaning the Democrats. This is what they're going to do. They're going to try to corner you into providing them a litmus test response. Now, this judge is too intelligent because, you see, she's intellectually dishonest at her very core. And we'll go to that one word in just a second. Here you go.
The statements out of the Heller decision from the United States.
Justice Scalia's statement.
Well, whatever's in Heller is the law, and I follow the law. Well, it's not a matter of agreeing or disagreeing, Senator, respectfully. It's a matter of it being the law.
What do you think of his answer? It's not a matter of agreeing with it, Senator. It's the law. Why do you think she doesn't like that response? Why does she want another response? Because she doesn't give a damn about the law. She doesn't like the law. She doesn't like the Heller decision. What does this tell you would have happened had What's-Her-Face won the election? What does this tell you? The one word I'm talking about that the Democrats couldn't care less about when it comes to our justices is the word impartiality. They don't want impartiality. They are angry about a judge responding to their questions in such a way that they can't manipulate to do what? To push their agenda, whatever it may be, whether it's Roe v. Wade, whether it's campaign finance reform, whether it's your gun rights. So let's put this in perspective. Unlike judges who must come to conclusions, follow me here, that they might not like, from time to time, as you heard Scalia being quoted by Grassley. The Dems don't care. It's agree with me or blank you. This is a diseased mindset, and it's evident on college campuses, shutting down free speech that they disagree with, including battering and assaulting Trump supporters, old men with Trump hats being beaten. And this activity, this lack of respect for, and that's being very nice. I can't say it any nicer, lest I get kicked off the airwaves, and I don't want to do that because you need to hear this stuff. And they would love it, by the way. The lack of respect for impartiality. Because an impartial judge who follows the law doesn't do what? Doesn't push an agenda. And I want you to think about this. The Democrat Party couldn't care less about impartiality when it comes to a judge. Why? Ask yourself the question, why? What is it about an impartial judge that they're afraid of? An impartial judge won't push their agenda, will not legislate from the bench. That means won't disagree with Heller. Do you believe that Feinstein would like a justice being confirmed in hearings to agree with her decision on Heller? Or would she rather hear an answer from a judge who says, ma'am, it doesn't matter whether I like the decision. What matters is it's the law. That rankles the Democrats to the point that you have to sit back now, logically thinking, and say to yourself, man, we dodged a bullet. Where do you think your gun rights would be if that judge being questioned by Dianne Feinstein gave her the answers she's looking for? Do I need to spell that out for you? I don't think so. That's why you listen to this program. But it's important that you hear these things. A lot of the media won't give you this information because, lest they push the same agenda that she does. We'll be back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. Wow. I have more to cover. Gosh, I wish we had another hour today. I really do. I am getting feedback from you live, from those of you who are listening on the app. So let me read just a brief email here if I can. Let's see here. Let me go over to my email. Number one, downloaded the new USCCA app. Awesome. Very easy to navigate. And the reciprocity map is wonderful. Plus, if you're a USCCA member, you can log in and view your membership status and upgrade your membership if you want. It's great. I listened to your Sunday broadcast, and it came through loud and clear. Kudos to the team that put the app together. So very, very good stuff. That came from Susie Wilkiewicz, out in our good friend out in Las Vegas. Jeffrey Smith writes in, five-man electrical band, bro. That's who did sign, everywhere sign, Shanto, if you were wondering. Yeah, five-man electrical band, I was going to default like something like the nitty-gritty dirt band or something. But five-man electrical band, nitty-gritty dirt band, same thing, right? Not really, but you get the idea. Greg Werner writes in, Mark, it's well known that weapons stolen from checked baggage was a big problem during the period the protocol required an outside tag. Usually orange, that was a red flag to handlers. If this bag is golden, they don't flag a bag anymore. What if the scenario you read is the surfacing of an inside job? Zip ties for who? Or a flag for insiders signaling pirate booty. All the best, freedom fighter. That's from Greg Werner. He's referring to the email I read last week about Delta and our good friend in Norfolk who was flying the same time I flew during the same three-day period, and he was told that garbage about having to put a zip tie on a bag. He's absolutely right. We did allude to that on one of the shows, I think, because that was the policy. They actually put an orange tag on bags years ago, which simply told the whole planet that there's a firearm in the bag. Of course, we all know that no thieves work inside the baggage claim or baggage areas of airlines, do they? Of course not. We could all trust them. Yeah, that's why we quit doing it, and that's why the inspection puts the tag inside the bag, and there's no outward appearance. Great point from Greg Werner. Great point. Love you guys with the interaction. I really do. And let's see. Here's one from James Hamulka. Good morning, Mark. Love the show. Big fan. Keep up the good work defending our rights as American citizens. I have a question for you that you may be able to answer, or perhaps a question for one of your experts during the legalese portion of your show. This summer, I am going on a road trip with our family that will take us from Oregon to Washington to Canada and finally to Idaho. Here's my situation. While I can legally travel through my home state and the others listed with concealed handgun license or locked and secured, etc., I cannot legally take my firearm into Canada with the research I have done due to their restrictions on my firearm size, etc. Springfield XDS 45. Great gun, by the way. As I stated, my trip will start in Oregon with a brief stay in Canada for a day or two, but ultimately end up in Idaho all over the course of a week, give or take. Great trip, too, by the way. I'm jealous about that. What a beautiful area. Good heavens. So my question is, can I legally mail the firearm to myself and have it waiting for me at my final destination in Idaho when I arrive? I have found varying opinions on this during my research, hoping you can help. Thanks for your assistance, and keep up the great work at AAR. It's from James H. in Salem, Oregon. The answer, James, is yes. You absolutely can. It is lawful for you to send the firearm from where you are to where you're going to be, as long as you are the recipient of the firearm on the other end. The answer to that is yes. So, great email. Thanks for engaging. You know, I got to tell you, if you know anybody in Washington, might be a little bit out of your way, maybe you can leave the firearm on this side of the border before you go. And, you know, if you're going to come back across the same border, you might not. Doesn't sound like you are. But if you know anybody that way, that might be a way to do it as well. I know it's a hassle, but it's Canada. You are crossing the border. There's not much you can do about that. But, yes, you can send the firearm to yourself. Okay? That is legal to do. All right. Ooh. Feinstein stuff. That stuff really irks you, doesn't it? Man, oh man. Final comments on the Feinstein gig. I wanted to play that for you because you needed to hear what would have happened if something else had happened in November.
Oh, you gun nuts are crazy. Nobody's coming after your guns. Obama doesn't want your guns. Your guns are just a bunch of gun nuts. Yeah, you're so paranoid.
Mm-hmm. Feinstein et al. Were waiting for the opportunity to tip the balance of the court in their favor. Why? Because they couldn't care less about impartiality. They don't want an impartial judge. They want a judge that's going to legislate from the bench to push their agenda, like another Ginsburg, like another Sotomayor, like another Kagan. Now, speaking about those two, let me tell you why conservatives despise Lindsey Graham. I watched Lindsey Graham talk today during those hearings, high praise for Gorsuch. Took a few swipes at Donald Trump because he has to, because he's Lindsey Graham, and because the media is all over him now, because he's a rhino, and the media likes rhinos when Republicans are in office. Need I say more about that? Probably, so I will. One of the comments that he made was, I think you're going to do a very good job. I like you very much. It's probably the best decision I've seen Donald Trump make so far, and I have to tell you, I agree with it. Now, I didn't agree at all with Barack Obama in any way, shape, or form. But when it comes to Supreme Court nominees, that's the president's right to do this. And while I don't agree with Barack Obama, I understand why he nominated Justice Kagan and why he nominated Justice Sotomayor. And by the way, he supported them. He also came out and said that he would have supported, and I also would have supported, Merrick Garland. This is why conservatives despise Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham would have voted, did vote twice, and would vote again for another justice hostile to your rights. Moving on. It's all pretty much all you need to know there. Did you know you don't have to be nice? Take a listen to this. We'll see if we can squeeze it in. Maybe not. No, doesn't look like we're going to be able to have the video. We're going to be nice. So I'll play that for you tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm going to run out. Well, maybe I can. Maybe I can get in one. So see here.
You don't always have to be nice to people.
This is good advice. Listen. Learn.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. In this edition of Into the Fray, we'll talk about people approaching you on the street. This is part of your situational awareness and your conflict avoidance. In this day and age, there's really no reason for a total stranger to be walking up to a person on the street and asking questions. That's the quintessential shark bump. They're trying to see if you are an easy target. Hey, buddy, what time is it? Well, I look down at my watch, bang, I get punched in the head, I'm out. The worst place for something like this to happen is at the gas station. If you're pumping gas in your car, be on the alert at all times. Somebody approaches you while you're pumping gas, immediately give them the hand signal. Stop. Get back. I don't know you. I'm not talking to you. And then you can start moving around your car. But realize that, like I said, in this day and age, there's really no reason for someone to be asking a total stranger questions out on the street. If they need directions, they can Google Map it. If they need to know what time it is, they can buy a watch. Don't look away from a potential adversary. That's the time they get you. I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine.
All right. I would have liked to have heard Kevin say, because that's great advice, super advice. I would have liked to have seen him add something that when he says if they want directions, they can Google map it. He's absolutely correct. Even people who can't afford phones have Obama phones. Everybody's got a phone. They can Google map it. They can search it. They can ask their phone, directions to blank, navigate to blank. Well, if you can't afford the phone, maybe you can, but you got a free one. You didn't get a free watch, but guess what? The phone has the time on it, right? You don't even have to have a watch anymore. Your phone is your watch. All you got to do is look at it. Kevin's advice is right. This is situational awareness, preparation, avoidance, and awareness, being aware of your surroundings at all times. Boy, I wish we had another hour. Good heavens, I could go on and on and on with you today. Just in the mood, lots to cover, but that's okay. We have another day and another day and another day. Then on Saturday, I'm going to be taking Andrew Branca's class, The Law of Self-Defense. And then on Sunday, we're going to be back for the Monster Program. So it's just never ending. Freedom never takes a break. Keep that in mind. Situational awareness. Practice it, okay? Stay aware of your surroundings. Don't trust anybody out there. Maybe they have good intentions. Maybe they don't. Which side do you want to guess? Stay safe, all right? That's up to you. Your personal defense is your personal responsibility. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And never listen to Dianne Feinstein, all right? Have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.